Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Albania, we hear from Father Costantino Mamo, a friar of the province of Malta, who is serving as a missionary in Durres. His preaching today is entitled, Yes!
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no husband? And the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord. Exactly 9 months before Christmas, today we are celebrating the Annunciation of the Lord. We celebrate Christmas as Christ's day of birth, the start of his life on earth. In truth, Christ's coming to the earth does not start on the day he was born, but on his conception in Mary's womb, when she said that important word, Yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. We celebrate the life of a baby when it is born, and we can see its face and hold it in our arms. But a baby is alive when it is conceived. A seed is alive not when it bears fruit. It is alive when it is sown and starts its growth and its journey to full maturity. In truth, today we celebrate the Son of God's entry in our human history. Without abandoning his divinity, God found a way to embrace our human nature so that we could see him, touch him, listen to him, and love him. In this way we celebrate the great mystery of his incarnation. It remains a mystery for us. Together with Mary, we can ask God himself, How is it possible? How does it work, the incarnation? He will answer us, Mysteries belong to me. Don't be afraid. Only believe. For me, nothing is impossible. The mystery of the Incarnation fulfills a long history of a loving relationship God wants with humans. In fact, Hebrews chapter 1 tells us that in many and various ways God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by a Son whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. Incarnation finds its fullness in the mystery of our redemption. God took on our human nature so that we can participate somehow in his divinity and be called sons and daughters of God. We did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but we have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So, if today we celebrate Jesus' entry into our human history, it is really a great day for us. We rarely celebrate another Annunciation, that of Joseph, Mary's husband. Matthew tells us about it. He wrote, Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, being a just man, resolved to send Mary away quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. I like how God does things, carefully, silently, lovingly. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a poor, young, unimportant lady named Mary in a small, unimportant village in Galilee. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" was Nathanael's reaction when Philip told him he had found the Messiah. "Come and see," Philip said to him. He went, he saw, he believed. This is in John's Gospel, in which some verses before he wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. Indeed, Mary's son is the Son of God, God himself, and God uses small, unimportant things and people to make us share in his glory. Mary's son is the Word, and God loves to dialogue with humans. In today's Gospel, we see him in dialogue with Mary through the angel Gabriel. When she heard him say, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," she was greatly troubled and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." "How can this be?" she asked, when Gabriel told her what his mission was. And he explained, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary did not ask for a sign, but one was given to her. "Your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And God waited for Mary to give her answer. Did she understand everything the angel told her? If the incarnation is a mystery to us humans, it was also a mystery for her and Joseph, both humans. Mary was young, simple, and poor, but full of grace. Joseph accepted his fatherhood. Mary answered, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." It is like saying, "I do not understand everything, but I trust you and him who sent you." And the angel departed from her, bringing the good news to God and all the heavens, who surely were rejoicing for Mary's collaboration to God's plan to redeem humanity. We too rejoice on this day, because Mary and Joseph accepted to be parents to the one who wanted to be our brother and our redeemer. Dear Mother Mary, you and your husband Joseph accepted to collaborate in the mystery of the Incarnation, and you taught your son, Jesus, how to live as a human being among us humans. With your help and example, he increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men. Teach us how to be peacemakers, so that we may live as brothers and sisters, for us all to be called sons of God. Teach us how to avoid all types of aggression, big and small, and the courage to love our enemies. Please give us peace now. Amen.